Hello, you guys. How are you? I hope you guys are doing great. I hope you guys are doing amazing. Welcome back. I'm glad that you're here listening to another episode. So I wanted to check in and see how you guys were doing. Valentine's Day is in 7 days. So if you have been listening to the last few episodes, then you know where we're headed at. But basically, I wanted to ask you guys and ask yourselves, so who showed up in a different way after listening to those episodes? Or did we listen, but we didn't implement, meaning like we didn't take action? And, that's okay if you just listened and you kind of just, took in what I said, but didn't really put it into action. That's fine. Because I always tell you guys at the end of these episodes or the beginning, I always tell you guys, my main goal is to plant a seed. And sometimes that seed takes a very long time to actually blossom. Sometimes it takes weeks, months, years, but obviously I would want everyone's seed to blossom now, but I've seen it in my own life where people have planted seeds and I'm barely seeing the results of those seeds. So I completely understand. But I'm glad that you're here listening. That's just one step in the right direction, so whether you showed up in a different way or not in yourself, I wanted to help you finish strong. And basically, that's kind of what I want to talk about in this episode, kind of wrap up Valentine's Day type of episode. So we're all in different levels and just aspects of what is going on in our business. So some of you guys already closed yourself for Valentine's Day. Some of you guys have a few more days to push out more sales. Some of you guys just opened up your sale, or maybe you just didn't get a chance to work on your samples and you're just debating whether to have a sale or not. Is it too late? And by the way, talking about that, it's not too late. You can do a last minute sale. I've done them in the past where I just didn't get a chance to do samples or I didn't even know I was going to have a sale. So I decided to just do a last minute one, meaning like I would post Valentine's Day is the 14th, Wednesday. So, I would post by Monday or Tuesday what I have on hand. I think the biggest tip that I can give you with that is depending, you have to know where you're at, right? If you're just starting, you don't have a lot of customers, don't make so much because then you're going to be left with everything and that doesn't feel good. So look at where you're at and go based off that, maybe just make 10 apples, maybe make 24 apples. But if you have a strong customer lineup, then maybe you can do more than that. But that's my tip. It's not too late. So it doesn't matter where you're at, okay? So I don't want you to get too busy getting caught up comparing yourself to others, and we spend more time beating ourselves over what you did or didn't do. And that's not what we want to spend our energy on. So let's spend our time moving forward and just making the best of it, So if your sales are not going the way you wanted them to, or didn't expect them to, or just they're just not where you want to be at, this isn't the time right now to call it quits. It's not the time for you to, I'm just not going to post about it anymore. I give up. Because usually, and this is why I wanted to make this episode, to kind of remind you guys, this is not where we quit. This is not where we stop completely talking about our sell. This is where we go stronger. I know it's uncomfortable to keep posting about by yourself, to put yourself out there again and again. And I know sometimes we get caught up worrying about what other people are going to say or think about us. And sometimes you're seeing the girl down the street, sell out quick. She already sold out. And you're over here struggling to get like one sell in. The more we keep comparing, the more we're left feeling sucky. The more we just sit there and think about how our business is not where we want it to be. I didn't get any sales, or I only got one, things are terrible. Like the more we spend thinking about all those things, it's those thoughts are keeping us from you know, really pushing harder and harder, not just for this sale, but just in our business in general. So I want to like challenge you, if your sale is still open, you know, so let's say that you're closing your sales in 2 days, 3 days, 4 days. I want to challenge you to post about your sale every day from now till then, you know, and I'm not talking about just on your story, post on your actual feed as well. And I know it's a little, I know the feeling when we're feeling discouraged, you just kind of want to give up, you know, but once again, this is not where we give up. This is not it. This is where we push stronger. Okay. So show up the next 4 days, 3 days, whatever amount you have on your cell, whatever's left of it. Just push really, really hard on it. So I wanted to give you guys a recap of what happened yesterday on my stories on Instagram for those that missed it. So yesterday I checked in with you guys on my Instagram story and I asked you guys, you know, how is your Valentine's Day going? You know, are we doing great? Are we doing eh? Are we doing, you know, did we start strong and now we're back in the, I don't want to really talk about it. Or where are we? You know, like I asked you guys to chime in. I left a little box for you guys and you guys left a lot of responses for me. So what I did is a lot of the responses were, it's not going so good. This is the like the worst sell ever. Like, or some of you guys did share is actually going good. Some of you guys told me I'm not actually having a sell because I'm trying to focus on my mental health, you know, like, so it was different types of responses, but there was a lot of my sales didn't go as I wanted them to. So what I did is I really read all the, I was going to say comments, but whatever it's left in the box. And I went to people's pages and I literally took notes on what I was seeing on a lot of the pages that were telling me my sales are not going good. So I went to their pages and I wrote down notes. And these are the top main things that I saw that we need to get better at and work on. So I asked you guys, once I did my research and, you know, I had gotten the feedback I needed on your pages, I did a poll on my Instagram stories and I asked you guys, you know, to go look at your page. So if you missed this story or did not do it and you're struggling with sales, I want you guys to go look at your page and go look at your Valentine's Day post and basically tell me or tell yourself how many times did you post about it? And I said not to, this is not including stories. This is just on your actual feed. You know, so how many times? And there was a poll of 0 times, an option of 0 times, 1 to 3 times, or 5 to 10 times. And I already know, you know, what the results were going to be because the reason I asked is because I went to your pages. So 34% of people voted 0 times. 34%, 0 times. 48% said 1 to 3 times they posted on their actual page, on their actual feed. And 18% said 5 to 10 times. And for me, it wasn't a shocker. It wasn't like, you know, that only 18% is posting 5 to 10 times and the rest are posting 0 to 3 times. It wasn't shocking because that's what I saw. And that's why I asked. You know, and basically what I shared with you guys is, and I have said this in this podcast before, is stories sell. You know, stories, we should be going strong there because they're awesome. People love stories. But when we're trying to establish ourselves or we're trying to get more followers or gain more sales or, you know, put ourselves in front of new people, posting in our stories, that's not attracting new people, right? Like, you guys know that, right? Like, stories, you're just keeping those that are already following you warm and you're, like, talking to them. But you're not putting that same energy on your feed, on your page. So you're not attracting just new customers, new followers. And that is, you know, keeping you from growing your page and, you know, ultimately growing your sales. So I want you guys to ask yourselves, you know, where in your business are you at? So for me, I'm going to use myself as an example. So I have over 50K followers, right? But I moved in a different direction, meaning like I started to do online classes. So my target audience was more towards other bakers, all that kind of stuff. So in those 2 years that I wasn't selling treats, I lost a lot of my customers. You know, they went elsewhere, or maybe they're still following, but because they weren't my target audience, I'm not really being shown to them. So I'm kind of like a ghost in their, whoever they're following. So in order for me to start getting in front of them and start to gain more new customers and in my area, all that kind of stuff, I can't just be posting my story. That's not enough. I need to be posting and bringing that same energy in onto my actual wall, onto my actual feed, you know, because that's where new people are going to find me, not in my stories. So it's very, very important that we are spending time posting on our wall. You know, some of us get caught up just in stories and just we feel comfortable there. But when it comes to our actual feed, you're posting one time about your Valentine's Day sale and then just that's it. Like there's no more talk about it. So that needs to change. And I know that it kind of feels uncomfortable and all that kind of stuff. But this is what it takes. You know, we want more sales. We want to get more customers. This is where it starts for us to be posting on our wall and feed as much as we post on our stories. So some of you guys that I actually went to your page, you guys haven't posted since last year. Like there is nothing. I go to your page and I feel like you're out of business. Like you're like, things are not going good for you because you haven't posted. And I'm sure that you're showing up in your stories. Like I'm sure that that's where you're posting almost every day. But if a new customer comes to your page and is seeing a post from, you know, December, it kind of gives the vibes of like, you're not really running a business here. Like you're not really active. You're not, you know, like you don't want that. You know, that's not what you want your first interaction with a new customer be. You know, so we need to spend time posting on our actual wall. Okay, so the next thing that I went into is the captions. And this is, you know, because I saw some of your posts and we're very vague, you know, and I had talked about it in the last few episodes about, you know, we're not whispering about our business anymore, right? Like if we want to gain more sales, we need to ask for the sale. And some of us are still not asking for the sale. We're, you know, we're embarrassed. We feel uncomfortable. We just don't want to put ourselves out there. And, you know, for example, is we post a, you know, a picture of our chocolate covered strawberries and our caption is "Be mine, chocolate covered strawberries" and some emojis. And, you know, like that's basically it, you know, and what I said, this is not asking for the sale. This is just you vaguely kind of trying to remind your customers that, hey, I'm taking orders, but you're not really saying that, you know, you're not putting that in the caption. You're just saying chocolate covered strawberries, be mine. And then hashtag Valentine's Day, hashtag, you know, chocolate covered strawberries. But that's it. We're not, you know, directing the customer where to go place an order, you know, where is a deadline, you know. Are we putting the price up front and center for them? You know, like we're not giving them directions. And yes, maybe you did post that, you know, a week ago on how to order. But now you feel like because you already talked about it once, that's enough. And that's where we need to get better at. That every single post that we're posting, it has some type of action for our customers to know that we're taking orders and how to place an order. You know, when is the deadline? You know, so on, so on. I know that is for you, it seems repetitive and you're kind of like, oh my God, I'm always posting that. Like, it just feels like, ugh, you know, like, but once again, new people are coming to your page. And the whole reason that we're posting, you know, a different picture and all that kind of stuff is to attract, you know, like a attract new people, get into, you know, our customers' faces, remind them, you know, all that kind of stuff. But if you're just kind of vaguely, you know, sprinkling it in, it's not enough, you know. And I want to say, like, sometimes we look at other people's pages, and this goes back to we spend our time comparing ourselves. And, you know, you're looking at their page and you're kind of like, well, they don't talk like that, or they don't, you know, speak about their sales like that, or they're not showing up on their feed. They're only showing up in stories and, you know, blah, blah, blah. I'm here to remind you that we're all in different levels. We're all in different seasons. You know, for all you know, this person already has her customer baseline established. She doesn't need to be posting and attract new people because she's fine where she's at. That's for all you know, that's where she's at in her business. But you're in a different season of your business, right? Like, you're trying to attract new people. You're trying to get more sales, get more followers. So you need to go about it in a different way, not just keep doing what she's doing, because you guys are in two different seasons. Does that make sense? So, you know, going back to the chocolate covered strawberry post and vaguely talking about it, you know, we should be being more detailed in our captions. You know, talk about the product more, talk about your sell more, not just chocolate covered strawberries, be mine. You know, like, that's not enough. So I want to challenge you to start, you know, putting effort into the captions. And I'm going to be honest, some of my captions I write out in the morning. If I know that I'm going to be posting tonight, I, you know, I'm already like marinating what I'm going to say in my caption, because for me, it doesn't come easy. It's not like, oh, you know, 1, 2, 3, I know what to write and post it. It takes effort. It takes time. But we want to, you know, have successful sales, all that kind of stuff. This is what it takes. Not just you posting a picture and a caption that took you 1 minute to put together. You know, sometimes my captions take me 15 minutes, sometimes 20 minutes, sometimes 30 minutes. Like, it's hard. I know it's hard. I'm not telling you it's easy, but this is what it takes, you know? So, okay, we're going to move it along. So the other thing that I mentioned by seeing, you know, some of your pages is we're posting our menu all at once. Meaning, let's say you're selling chocolate covered strawberries, caramel apples, cake pops, pretzels. I don't know. You know, you have different options. So you took the time to take all these pictures of your different items. Okay. So what we're doing is we're taking all of our menu pictures and we're blasting it all on the same day, on the same time, like back to back to back, okay? This is, you know, and I'm talking on Instagram, okay? So this isn't TikTok. You know, TikTok, they recommend for you to post like 4 to 5 times, you know, because TikTok is very good at getting you in front of new people. They push your content out to just new people, you know, so there they do recommend for you to be posting 5 times a day, 3 times a day. You know, on Instagram, I feel like that doesn't work. I feel like when we post our pictures all at once at the same time, same day, the interactions are not going to be there. The likes, you know, the comments, because it's all blasted all at once, you know? So, I recommend, especially if you're having a hard time with content creating and I don't know what to post and I don't, you know, like all that kind of stuff. Why are we posting all of our 10 pictures all in one post instead of spreading it out? You know, post one picture and talk about yourself. I'm not saying don't talk about your pretzels on that same day, you know, post your one picture of your apple and then also include what else you're selling in that caption, you know, and then tomorrow post the pretzels, you know, but spread out your content, because that's going to give you more marketing, you know, more days to market yourself. So, you know, if you post all your pictures all at once, what are you going to be posting the next 2 weeks to promote? And also want to talk about, I didn't mention this, but you know, doing flyers, like a menu flyer, that's great. You know, I put one up, do one. But don't just use that to promote yourself. We're a lot of us are, you know, we buy with our eyes type of thing where we want to see it. We want to see what those strawberries are going to look at, what those pretzels are going to look at. You know, like, we need visuals. You know, if you're just focusing on doing a flyer and writing down what you're going to sell, but you have no pictures, that's, you know, that can be a reason why your sales are not going great. The other thing that I'll mention here is a lot of you guys are like, oh my gosh, like making samples is so expensive. You know, it's just, it feels like a waste, especially if, let's say you have done samples in the past and it just, your sales don't do great. It kind of just feels kind of defeating and you kind of feel like, what's the point? I'm wasting all this money, you know, but this business requires investment. And for you to work on your samples is an investment. It's for you to, you know, the goal is for you to come out with this beautiful products where people are going to buy them because you put effort and time to create them and take pictures of them and edit them, you know, so on, so on. That's the whole point. That's the investment that you're, you know, putting out is for customers to look at it and like, damn, I want to buy that because it looks so good. And if you feel like it's a waste of money, I've seen people, I actually did it with my cheesecakes where you work on your samples and then you sell your cheesecakes or, you know, whatever it is you're working on your samples and sell it at a discounted price. You don't have to sell at a discounted price, but that's what most people are doing, just to make some money off the samples, you know, so it's not just going to waste. You're making some money off it. So maybe try that. But I do understand for all my girlies who are just struggling financially, I do understand. You know, that sometimes it's impossible for you to put out these samples because you're trying to make money. But in order to make money, you have to invest money. So I completely understand. But we have to make the effort into making samples. Like, however you can, make it work. And make the time to... This is the next thing that I talked about is the pictures. You know, we need to make effort to not only make the samples, but actually take time to take beautiful pictures and edit them. So some of us are, you know, inflation. We're talking about inflation. We're talking about like raising our prices. Everything is so expensive, you know, so on, so on. But the other thing that we don't talk about is that if we're going to raise our prices, that means that our pictures need to look like they're worth those $50 you're trying to charge. You know, some of us are like, you know, we work so hard on our pricing and we're like, okay, it's hard, but I'm gonna raise my prices. But then your pictures are not, you know, your products are not being seen as that they're worth $50. They're being seen as that they're worth $30. And what happens is your pictures are attracting people, right? So instead of attracting customers that are willing to pay the $50, you're attracting people that are willing to pay $30 for that because that's what it looks like it's worth. And when that happens is you're getting a lot of customers who are not willing to pay for your prices, who are always like, oh, can you sell it cheaper? Like, you know, can you give me a discount? Like, we're attracting those type of customers. And there's nothing wrong with, you know, if your goal is to sell $30 things, that's you. You know, that's your business. But I'm talking to the girlies that, you know, are trying to charge premium prices or charge a little bit more than what other people are charging. Your pictures need to be there. You know, you need to make the effort. You can't continue to tell yourself in 2024 that you're not good at taking pictures. You know, there's, you know, as an instructor, I've heard it all. You know, like I understand we work at night. Some of us have 9 to 5. You don't have time to take pictures in the morning, all that kind of stuff. I understand that, you know, but it's about scheduling it in, you know. So for me, when I would work on orders overnight, I wouldn't package them until the morning. I would try to see how I can take pictures in the morning and schedule that in, that I need to take pictures, because those pictures are going to get me more sales. Those pictures are going to get me new customers, you know. So we need to be putting that effort, that time into that. And yeah, like I can say a lot about pictures, but, you know, we need to spend time. It's not just about raising the prices, because it goes deeper than that. And the other thing that I posted, just to start wrapping it up, basically, we'll wrap it up about what I talked about my stories. So let's say you're like, Denera, I am not that in that percentage that only posted 1, 2, 3 times. I actually posted 5 to 10 different times, not just 5 posts about it in the same day, same time. I'm talking about 5 to 10 different types of posts. And I want to say that I actually did reach out to one of you guys. I'm not going to say your name, but I did reach out to one of you because, I had seen your page and I feel like her pictures were good. The talent is there. She takes time to write her captions. And I actually went back to her 2023 February post, Valentine's Day, and I saw the difference. You know, I saw that she was putting more effort into the caption. She was showing up in a different way in her stories. Like, I saw the effort. And she was one of the people that responded with, you know, I'm bummed out. You know, I only have 2 sales. And so let's say that is you too, where you're like, Denera, I did listen to you. I went stronger. And I do want to say, be honest, you guys, please, because, you know, you guys responded to my box saying like, I went stronger than ever. But then I go to your page and I don't see that. You know, I don't know where you feel like you went stronger and showed up in a different way, because your page didn't reflect that, you know. And maybe you went stronger in your stories, maybe, but me and that's what I'm saying, like, me, I just came in as a new person into your page, and your page just didn't say, you know, you went stronger. So, anyways, for the people that actually did go stronger, right, you go to your page, and you post it, like, 5 to 10 different times, you put effort into your captions, you put effort into your pictures, and your sales are still not good. And let's say that this is something you did different for this sale in particular, right? I know you're going to hate to hear this, but it takes time. You know, it takes time to build that. And I don't want you guys to, you know, you tried it once and you know what, this didn't work. And we go back to old habits and showing up in how we used to be showing up in 2023. This is where we keep, you know, we keep pushing, you know, like, I showed up in a different way. And this is where the inner critic starts to come in that little voice and telling you, like, you know, you did all that and, you know, these are the results. Are we going to continue to do this? Is it worth it? You know, so on, so on. This is where that inner critic comes in. And this is not the time to beat ourselves up. You know, this is the time to talk to ourselves and tell ourselves, this is going to take time. You know, I am trying to rebuild the business. I'm trying to, you know, I wasn't showing up consistently. Now I want to show up consistently. You know, we're doing things different. And that takes time for our customers to see, for us to, you know, get in front of new people, get in front of the right people. Because some of us are getting in front of, like, the wrong people. And now that we're trying to come, you know, show up in a different way, it takes time, you know. So be kind to yourself and just tell yourself, okay, this didn't go as I really wanted it to, but what can I learn? You know, where can I show up in a different way? You know, is it the items that I sold? Like, take time to evaluate what you offered, the prices, what sold, what didn't sell. That way you can make some changes for Easter. You know, like, this is, you know, I want to remind you guys, we're only February, you know, this is not the time to give up. You know, we're only in the second month of the year. We have a lot more time for us to keep working, keep pushing. But this is not where we quit. Okay. So, we're going to wrap it up with talking a little bit about actually producing our Valentine's Day sales, okay? So let's say that you got some orders and now it's like, okay, now it's time to actually put everything together, make the things, you know, blah, blah, blah. So some of us are getting orders, but we're not able to keep the customers from coming back to us. You know, they order once and then they just don't order again. Like they're a one type of customer. So there's many aspects of running a business, okay? And my goal is not to overwhelm you, you know, but it is to bring awareness. So one of the aspects of running a business is your customer service, okay? So you might have the most beautiful things, the best captions ever, but maybe your customer service kind of sucks, or it's not the best, or it's really the area that you need to focus on just getting better at. Because maybe that's why your business is not growing, because your customer service is just not the best. So once we get the orders, right, we get the orders, how are we preparing for those orders? You know, how are we getting organized? You know, so are we doing our shopping early, or are we waiting till the last minute to figure things out? You know, so I'm just going to remind you, I'm sure you guys know all of this, but sometimes we need reminders. So when we wait till the last minute, you know, to buy what we need, we are only adding stress to the workload we already have. Like, we have a lot to do. You know, we're juggling so many different things in our lives. And then we're only making things harder on ourselves when we are shopping last minute for things, trying to just, you know, get our supplies, going to store because we waited till the last minute. Amazon, it now it shows that things are not going to come when you thought you wanted them to come. You know, so all of those things, you know, that is another level of stress that you just don't need. You know, so I want you guys to actually look at your orders, write them down, or just look at them, you know, and get an idea of overall, how did it go, right? How many of each item did you sell? And this is where I want you guys to be super detailed. You know, for example, let's say that you got an order or order for like, I don't know, 5 dozen chocolate covered strawberries. Okay. So on your shopping list, you're not just going to put, okay, I need strawberries and chocolate. Usually that's what we're putting, like, I need strawberries and chocolate. And then we're at the store and you're like, how many strawberries did I need? You know, like, and then you're like, how much chocolate should I buy? Like, while you're at the store trying to figure it out. These are the things that you should already know exactly how much you're getting of each item. You should have a shopping list of how much of each you're going to buy. You know, so you're going to, you know, write down, I need 1 flat of strawberries. I will need 3 pounds of milk chocolate. I'm going to need 2 pounds of white chocolate. I will need 5 boxes for my packaging. I will need 60 cupcake liners. I will need 5 bows. I'm going to need 5 tags. I need to print them out. I need to cut them. You know, like, be super detailed in what we're doing. You know, map out your schedule. You know, when are you starting your Valentine's Day orders? Look at your schedule and figure that out. You know, are you starting the 12th on Monday? Are you starting Tuesday? When are your customers picking up? You know, so on, so on. Set a goal of when you plan to have all your orders ready to go. You know, make sure you schedule in sleep, schedule in lunch and dinner, you know. I'm here to tell you from a person, I like to be organized, but, you know, I'm a big procrastinator, or I feel like I used to be a lot when I used to have big sales. I would get it done, you know, but it was just stressful. Like, I would be in a bad mood. I would take it out on my kids. My kids didn't even want to help me no more because I was such a monster of trying to, you know, do everything last minute. And I hated feeling that way after the sale. Like, I would sometimes cry after the sale because I took on way too much. I wasn't organized. I was, you know, didn't sleep all night because I started too late, or, you know, like, it's just, I've been on both sides. And since I came back, because I have learned so much, I just learned to be not just organized, but also stick to the schedule. Not just push things like, oh, I can start that later. You know, like, oh, like, I'll just do this. Like, I'll just, you know, like, we start to not stick to what we wrote down, and that just throws it off. And sometimes, yeah, things are going to happen, things are going to come up, that's normal. But if you are purposely procrastinating because you just don't want to get started, or you're just going through something, that's going to set you back, and that's just going to add more stress to the sale. And all of this has to do with the customer service, you know. So when we are stressed, things are just sometimes just get worse and worse. You know, we not just in business. I'm sure you guys have experienced it. When your day starts off, something happens and you get stressed, you get in a bad mood. And then after that, everything seems like it's going wrong. Well, same thing here, you know. So we need to be able to run smoother sales, because when we run smoother sales, it gives the customer a better experience. You're not rushing. You're not doing a half-assed job. You know, your items are looking what you actually posted in the pictures. You're not, you know, sometimes customers are buying because we post these beautiful pictures, and then when they go pick up, the items kind of just don't look the same. Because why? Because we were rushing. So those are the small things that we need to be looking at and get better at. You know, we're not perfect. No one's perfect. You know, I'm not perfect. But I'm bringing awareness of some of the things that might be keeping your business from growing and getting more sales. You know, I also recommend when pickup time starts for you to have all your orders ready to go. You know, speaking from experience, is sometimes I would pick up starts at 5 p.m. and I would have some of the orders ready that were due at 5 p.m. that I knew they were coming at 5 p.m. But I would still be working on the orders that were coming at 8 p.m. You know, and that is just stressful, trying to deal with my phone ringing, saying, hey, I'm here, picking out their order, going outside, sending my kids while I'm trying to finish an order. You know, that is just stressful. So your goal should be to have everything done by pickup time. When is pickup time? 5 p.m. Okay, everything is done. All my orders are ready to go. All I need is you're sitting on the couch, sitting on the table, on the counter, waiting for people to start picking up. That's the goal, okay? You know, the other thing that I recommend doing is sending out friendly reminders, you know, to your customers. Life happens, and our customers appreciate the little reminders. Sometimes it can be, you know, time-consuming to do that, but those are the little things that are going to set you apart from other people. You know, some of us post on social media, like, as reminders, but I recommend going the extra mile and actually personally reaching out to them, especially if you only have a handful of orders. Like, why not? Why are we not going the extra mile to reach out personally to them? I understand once we have like a lot of orders, like 100 people are ordering, that's, you know, hard. I get that. Maybe we can come up with an automated system. You know, they get an email all at once type of thing. But, yeah, those are the little things, you know, when you're going to, they're here for pickup. You know, if you can personally take out their order and say, happy Valentine's Day, thank you so much for ordering, I hope you like it. That small interaction, it goes a long way. You know, you might think it doesn't, but it really does. Also, if you have a chance, you can add like a little freebie into their order. You know, if you're making chocolate covered strawberries and you know, like this is going towards their husband or, you know, their friend or something, like maybe include one chocolate covered strawberry that you don't have to find special packaging. You can carry it in your hand and give it to them. Like, here you go. Like, you know, like sometimes we order stuff for other people and we wish we want to try it, you know, like you know, it looks so good, you know, but it's for someone else. And if you would give me an extra of whatever I ordered, I would be so happy, like so, so happy. Or, you know, if you don't have, if you're too busy and if you're just like, dinner, I can't right now. Like, I have a lot of orders. I don't think I can make an extra little treat for every one of my customers. You know, maybe include a little free little chocolate, a little like a little something as a thank you. You know, that goes a long way. And you don't have to do it every single time. But if you're able to, why not? Especially if you're trying to grow the business right now. And you don't have, you know, 100 people ordering from you. You only have 5, you have 10, you have 20. I think that's doable. I think that we can do it. We just need to be organized in order to make the little things happen. So to wrap it up, you guys, I hope you guys finish strong. Okay, let's finish strong. I hope that you can reflect on this sell and just approach Easter in a different way, different attitude. Don't let this, you know, the feeling that you might be feeling right now of discouragement for it to carry on to your Easter sell. Like, we don't want that, because then that just becomes a pattern. We're showing up in discouraged and just bummed out every single sell. And that is affecting ourselves because we're not showing up 100%. Does that make sense? You know, so I want to remind you, I said it a few minutes ago, but we're only in February. We're only in the second month of the year, okay? We have 10 more months to make changes. Not just 10 months. We have a lifetime, okay? We have a lifetime. But, you know, we have time to, like, fail. We have time to learn from it. We have time to take action, to show up stronger. We have time, all right? So don't get caught up beating yourself up over your Valentine's Day sale. I know it's hard. I get it. I know. And I always tell you guys, I'm not saying that just to say it. I really do get it. I really do. You know, my Valentine's Day sale, it's going good. It's going good. But is it what I really wanted? Is it like how it used to be? And sometimes I get too caught up, you know, comparing my sale to how it used to be, how I used to sell out so quickly and how everyone was ordering at the same time. I would, like, you know, just get orders back to back to back, you know, and now sales are slower for me, meaning like they come in, they trickle in here and there. But I love when I post about my sale and reminding them and I get 2 orders in, I know that I'm doing my job. I know that, you know, my post brought in 2 orders because I'm showing up. And if I didn't make that post, if I didn't speak about myself, myself wouldn't have gone the way it went. And I have to be kind to myself and remind myself that, you know, my business is a little tricky because, you know, I'm trying to sell treats, but I'm also, you know, a person that helps other bakers. And some of my content is teaching you guys something, showing up, talking about that, and also have another side of my business, which is selling treats. So it's a little bit of both, you know, and it's hard when you're talking to 2 different audiences. A lot of people recommend splitting, you know, having 2 different pages. I chose not to do that. I didn't want to. I just didn't want to. And that's a whole other episode. But, you know, be kind to myself and remind myself, like, you're kind of just starting all over, but not really, because you have a lot of experience. And you know what you're doing. You just have to keep reminding yourself that this takes time. So that's what I tell myself. This takes time. I just got to keep showing up and keep posting, keep talking about my products. And I tell myself, this is only February. This is only Valentine's Day. Like, you have so much to look forward to. So this is not where we give up, okay? This is not where we give up. All right. Love you guys. I hope everything goes good in your Valentine's Day sell. I hope you guys are organized. I hope you guys sell, you know, a few more items or a lot more items. Reminder, people buy last minute all the time. So if you're able to, if your sale didn't go good, push out some last minute Valentine's Day stuff. You know, people will buy. I get that all the time. Like, did you make any extra? You know, so on, so on. So. All right, love you guys, and I'll see you guys next time, okay? Bye.